morning. Welcome to EMP, and let's start our morning prayer. We pray first before we read our Bible. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for a beautiful day. We start this week, come to your house, and we really want to know your will in our life. Father, please speak to us so we become a believer that prepare your second coming. We know that your second coming is something exactly. That's why we don't want to ignore this. We really want to prepare our life. So when Jesus comes for the second coming, we are prepared. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. My sermon topic this morning is prepare yourself for second coming. Most of us ignore this topic, but for me, this topic is very important. Yeah, we always prepare for our future. High school students prepare for university. My son prepare for university, but I know still three more semester. And then university student prepare for career and business. Oh, I almost graduate. What should I do after this? And then business people, or I can say worker, after they get good job, they prepare for family. Where is my spouse? Where I come to PSM and said, PSM, can you help me to lead wedding ceremony? Everything like that. Yeah, we prepare. After we have kid, we also prepare what kind of school they will go. And then, that's all we do every day. But have you ever think that beside that, we should to prepare for second coming? One more time, we should to prepare for second coming. There are three truths about second coming that we need to know. Number one, second coming is definitely something will happen. Not because I said or you said, but because Jesus said like that. Let us open one first, John chapter 14. This morning, we will open more Bible. John 14, verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus said, I will come again. I will come again. Jesus promised to us, he will come again. And we believe that every word that Jesus promised always happen in our life. Not only Jesus said like that, if we open another book of the Bible, the book of Acts, yes, the book of Acts, the angel told us, first chapter 1, verse 11, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go, as you saw him into heaven. The angel also said the same thing. Jesus who going up and also will come down again like you saw. That means, brothers and sisters, the second coming is something clear, exactly, not I guess, maybe, or everything. That's number one. Number two, we are living in between first coming and second coming. Now let's open our Bible, Hebrew chapter 1, verse 2. Hebrew chapter 1, verse 2, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he was appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. In these last days spoken to us. The Bible told us we live in the last day. In the last day. Where the last day coming start? From the first and the second coming. So this is the last day. In between. We live in the between. First coming and second coming. And then one more thing I need to tell you. From all major prophecy, I mean a very, very clear prophecy in the Bible, only one have not fulfilled, the second coming. Other fulfilled. For example, we say the coming of Messiah, already coming. The coming of Holy Spirit, now we living is in the time of Holy Spirit, already coming. So, the third one, major prophecy, second coming. So if two has been fulfilled, that's been the other one will follow. So we live in between first coming and second coming. The third one, the sign of second coming, every day, much clear. And we need to watch out every sign. Because the Bible told us, watch out. See and don't forget. If something happened, that's mean like this. If something happened, let me say. Let's see some sign from the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 till 9. But know this, that in the last day, perilous time will come. For men will be lover of themselves, lover of money, boaster, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, everything, blah, 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 till the first of 9. I can tell you from this verse, some daily example we can see today, people do not feel same when they are doing sin. We can see today. They are not feel same to do sin. They say, it's okay. That's why when we see some people look crazy like that, they don't care. The world is mine. I do what I want. We can see every part in this world, they do like this. I do what I want to do. I'm Indonesian. I follow Indonesian news. Almost every day I read Indonesian newspaper. And I see parliament people. They took people money. And they do not feel shame. They just laugh. Say, okay, look very, very proud with what they do. And I said in this, what Bible already told us, people do not feel shame when they're doing wrong. Another sign, I can tell you that from 2 Thessalonians, let's open 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. The coming of lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, sign, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. So the coming of the lawless ones is according to the working of Satan with all power. I don't want to discuss this first deeply because it's quite difficult for me to explain in English, but at least I want to say to you that today is great sales from Satan. Great sale. You know, when in Hong Kong, when we see one shop want to be closed, and they will write down removal sales. And when you enter this kind of shop, you can see, wow, this one is discount 70%, 80%, very attractive because will be closed. But don't forget, in some area, they always write down removal sales. They cheat people so that, oh, it looks cheap, but actually not cheap if we compare to other place. Now, what Satan done today? Satan know my time is limited. So I will make people come to me. How to bring people come to me? Then I will give them more sign, wonder, sign, wonder. Everything that the church can do it, Satan also can do it. So sometimes don't feel that every miracle come from Jesus. Sometimes some miracle also come from other side, from Satan. So we need to be careful to test everything because today is great sales from Satan. That's second sign. And then the third one, if we see from Matthew 24, verse 1 to 14, we can say that more disaster, more earthquake, and more difficult for people. Hong Kong is a small city. Everything going well. Even when typhoon number 10 come, we still feel like fresh air. But other place, we see that Philippines, every year, they suffer great typhoon. And then China, great flood. And then India, and then other place, earthquake, famine, no food, everything we see around us. Then every year, the number of people suffering in this area getting increased. More people suffer, more people hungry, and more people feel the life is very, very sorrow and difficult. That's the Bible told us, the end of the day. So I tell you, we live in first coming and second coming. And the third point, this already the third, I repeat again. So number one, second coming is definitely. Second point, we live in the time in between first coming and second coming. The third point, the sign of second coming, much clearer today. What should we do, brothers and sisters? Although the Bible didn't tell us where exactly the second coming, at least as a wise people, the Bible already told us second coming is exactly. We need to prepare. We need to prepare. I was walking since 10 years old, and then I worked with two kind of people. The first one, my boss never leave us work by myself. And the second boss, he always go out and then he asks you to do anything. As a smart worker, sometimes we always say, yes, 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 yes. But at the back, no, 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 no. But what I do is, I'm quite smart, a little bit cunning. I just do what boss wanted. Because if I do not do what he ordered me to do, then it will be a problem for me. So I know exactly when my boss come to visit me. And at that time, I look so diligent so that my boss can say, oh, good worker. Brothers and sisters, have you think? God give me 24 hours one day. and then 365 days a year. Yeah? And God gives us everything what we need. And He just asks you one more thing. Do you do my will? If Jesus come today, have you ever think what kind of things that Jesus seeks in this world? Does Jesus want to see you in the church? Does Jesus want to see you in your house or anything? We need to think deeply. And thanks God, because something small that Jesus already told us. Let's open Luke chapter 18, verse 8. We see, we read the second part of this verse. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will He really find faith on the earth? Will He really find faith on the earth? Brothers and sisters, what kind of things did Jesus looking for His second coming? He want to find faith on the earth. Do you have it? If Jesus said, I want to find Hong Kong dollar, maybe you have a lot. I want to find a professional degree, maybe you have. I want to find a big diamond, maybe you have. But thanks God, Jesus didn't ask that. If He just looking for Hong Kong dollar, maybe some people don't have. If Jesus looking for a big diamond, maybe some people, they only have big glass. Yeah? If Jesus asks for a luxury bag, maybe some people, they have plastic bag. Yeah? But thanks God, Jesus asks one thing that we should have. Jesus asked for what? Faith. Jesus asked for faith. Now, faith is something abstract. I cannot say that I cannot judge how big your faith. For example, Pastor Sophia, do you have faith? Yes. How big? Like this, and like this. I cannot know. But I can see your faith through your life. Yeah, of course. I can see your faith through your life. So, when Jesus looking for faith, Jesus know how big our faith by three things. Number one, let us see Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. The last sentence. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Be faithful until death, then I will give you the crown of life. I'm so thanks God. One of our sister, she suffered from her parents because he believed Jesus Christ. And then her parents asked her to deny Jesus Christ. But she said, I doesn't want to do it. If you don't want to do it, then next time when you have holiday and go back to Indonesia, so I don't think I can say you are my daughter. And this sister said, it's okay. I rather don't have a earth family than to deny Jesus. Yeah. So she go back to Hong Kong and she start to work. And family ignore her. Brothers and sisters, she suffer because of her faith. But Jesus said, be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. How Jesus know that we have faith? Jesus know that we have faith when we put Jesus number one in our life. What kind of sacrifice we do because of our faith? That show how big our faith in front of Him. That's number one. It's easy for us to say, yes, I believe Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ wants to see how your belief changes your life. Yeah. Because faith must go in our heart. And heart change our mind. And our mind change our attitude. Change our action. Change our life. So we can tell Jesus how big our faith by our life. That's number one. Number two, how Jesus see our faith. Jesus see our faith by our holiness. As you know, brothers and sisters, when we believe Jesus Christ, God already make us holy. Yeah, from sinful, become holy. And then when Jesus come for the second coming, He want to see, do we keep our holiness? Do we keep our holiness? Because if we do not keep our holiness, how can we come closer and closer with Jesus? Because God is holy. Because God is holy, so that we need to keep our holiness. Then, to keep our holiness is to show our faith in front of Him. That's the second point. And then the third point, how God know that we have faith? God will know that we have faith if we are faithful servant. What is the meaning of faithful servant? Faithful servant is the servant who are multiply God blessing, everything that God give to him, to her, multiply. First of all, God give us the gospel. If you read 2 Corinthians, then you can see that the gospel is a treasure that God trusted to us, so that we make this gospel multiplied. The meaning of make gospel multiplied, that means we need to share for outside people. Second point, God give us blessing, talent, money, everything. Of course, I always ask God, why American people different with African people? Why Hong Kong people different with North Korean people? Why Indonesian people different with other people? Yeah. But one more thing. God loves us all people. If God loves all people, why God doesn't do the same thing? Some have a lot of money, some have more talent, everything. When I ask like this, I don't know the answer. But one thing I know, if God trusts you, that means you need to multiply. That's why I'm so happy to read the parable of talents. One get one talent, the other get two, and the other get five, and the other get 10. That's been every people who get more, and God will ask more. So the faithful servant is the servant who get from God and then multiplied for other people. That's why I always ask God, what kind of talent that you give it to me? If I'm a good teacher, a good preacher, then I should teach and preach more. I'm not a good musician. Yeah, I cannot play anything. I just can speak. I do it. That's what I want to do for God. And I hope that one day when God coming for the second time and he sees, hey, Selamat still preaching. Selamat still teaching. Coming. Get your rewards. But so sad if God give you a lot, but you just sit down. Sit down and waiting. Sit down and waiting, and you do not do anything. Brothers and sisters, what kind of things that God, that Jesus look for his second coming? Faith. How he knows? Three things. Number one, he's looking people who keep his faith in the midst of suffering. Second point, he's looking at people who keep their faith in holiness. And the third thing, he's looking people who are faithful servant. By doing these three things, I believe you and I ready for second coming. Amen, brothers and sisters? Let us pray. Thanks God for this morning message that really remind you and me, remind us that we need to prepare ourselves. Very simple. When Jesus comes for the second time, he's looking faith. What kind of faith? We know that he look people who keep their faith in suffering. He looking holiness people. And he looking faithful servant. Let's prepare ourselves. Of course, we already have faith in Jesus Christ and how the faith work in our life. Let's make us ready for second coming. Be sure that second coming is something exactly. Always keep in our heart and prepare ourselves. Thank you.
Let's now pray for the community. Pray for those who are suffering, you know, when Pastor Samar was saying that, you know, faith demonstrate in a time of suffering, and these other people that are walking this journey of faith, let them show the presence of God be with them, and let them experience that faith and grow in faith as they are going through. And let's pray also in faith that for their recovery. let's turn to the next page. Pray for those that, who do not know God yet. Really pray that, you know, strive to pray for salvation and healing. Let them experience God during the healing as well. Let's continue to pray for those who are suffer from various infirmity. Pray for speedy recovery for them. And finally, let's pray for those brothers and sisters who are seeking employment. The list is getting shorter. Pray that, you know, you will be altogether removed from the list. Let's turn to today's prayer focus. The country focus is China. Let's pray for SP Beijing and also the Chang family, Matt and Nate's parents, the Basil Roberts family, Leanne, Edie Clark, and Shishiha kids and the churches in China. Let's pray for God's work in China. Let's see if the staff, Pastor Stamps, traveling this week to different places, Singapore and Korea, for potentially SP Korea. So let's pray for PSAM for Journey Mercy. With all this traveling, he will still have the energy and, you know, just give him, you know, a lot of strength in terms of all this traveling that he will be having this week. Also, Pastor Carol is birthday today, so you can send off a birthday message to her and pray that, you know, the situation will settle down and she will have like a proper proper discharge of the mess. Also, pray for the rest of the staff. Pray that we continue to walk in this journey of faith and to be set apart for God, to be holy, and to, you know, be focused on the directions and missions that God gave us. Thank you. And finally, let's pray for the worship team and the AV sound team. Pray that, you know, people who serve there continue to have the heart of worship and the attitude of being a faithful servant in all things. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for the message this morning through Pastor Salamat, reminding us that, you know, that is a second coming and we do not know the time, but we know it's looming ahead. And God, just help us to realign ourselves to the things that Pastor Salamat preached today, you know, about the three things about, you know, growing in faith and walking with you, be holy, and also using the talent that you gave us in your kingdoms. So help us, God, to realign ourselves and be reminded that there is a second coming and there are still people out there that who do not know you, and God, that you have given us the missions to reach out. So God, just help us to stay focused on the way and stay focused on you, God. Thank you for being with us this morning, God. I just ask you that you bless my brother and sister, have a good day at work, good day of witnessing for you through their actions, God. Thank you, God, for being with us all the time. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So have a good day. Enjoy and continue soaking in the presence of God.